test on the base. Omar Shmuel, around 8 lines from the top. Omar Shmuel, Pulsa de Dome, Kolt Los in Yaymen. This man to be make his dam is the preferable man is once every 30 days. Ubein Haprokim, when he gets older, he becomes 40 already, you might, so then he should lessen the amount of the hakoze. It should be once every 2 months, Rashi learns. Ubein haplokim, and when he'll get older yet, he'll be 60, yarze v'yemayit. Zot Rashi, pulsa de dome zman hakoze, kemoi befrois ha-pesach. Bein haplokim, pirke shnoisov kegoin la'achel mem shone. The Sfasema says that the Mishnah says ben lamed lekoyach. So the first bein haprokim that he's getting weak is when he gets 40. Yemayit b'hakoze layakis b'chol chaydish elo lebeis chadoshim. Ubein haprokim yarze v'yemayit la'ache shishim yakis legimul chadoshim. Lefi she'ein koychoy olov ve'ein domoy cham ve'gufoy mitztanen k'shemechas al domen. So Mamela, therefore, he should not do it so frequently. Zok the Gemara weiter. Va'omar Shmuel, pulso de domo, this man to be make his dam, which days in the week are good for this? Chad b'shabato, arbo, Sunday, Wednesday, umali shabato, and Friday, erev Shabbos. Avol sheini v'chamishi loy, but Sheni Chamishi is not a preferable day to make Hakoze. The Omar Mar, Mi sheyesh lo ischus ovois yakiz dam b'Sheni u'b'Chamishi, shebezn sholmailo v'sholmato shovin ke'echot. This is a zman where there's a ribui din bein lemailo bein lemato. So memeila, so therefore this is a zman that it is not preferable to be machnas himself in any type of a sakone, so Hakoze's dam is also not preferable then. The Sfasemis is ma'ire to ha'oris. Number one, in Medrash it says, kol zman sheyesh din lamato ain din lamailo. So fakert, it is the zman, When there is din lamato Monday and Thursday for ker, so that makes there should not be din lamailo. And in Tur he brings down, it says, why are we marbe betfile Mondays and Thursdays? Mishum sheim yimei rotzayim. And here in Agamor it would seem it's yimei din, it's not yimei rotzayim. Al koponim. So the Gemara says that Monday and Thursday is not a preferable day to make hakozes dam. Let us see what Rashi says. Shebezn shel mailo vishel mato shoven. Oda nidin b'chol yoich b'chlal. Ubezn yoich men bayores bebeze behay mitakonis ezra beile. Vekivin de yoim hadin upkidohu avoinoisov niskorin. Taisve says mishi yesh leis chosoveis vekoidim takonis ezra afo pishe yadonim b'chol yoim shayutzrichim. So when did they make them hakoze? Before Takana says that there wasn't a yoyim miyuchid. They were done every day, whenever there was a tzairach. Layoyekoivim layshev b'chol yoyim. There was no kviyas. So if there was no kviyas, that's not called yesh din lamata. But a yoyim that there's a kviyas of din, that is maskiran avinoysa. Frekte Gemore bitlosa v'shabata maitayim eloi. You had said that there's three preferable days to make hakoze. Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. What's wrong with in Monday and Thursday? No, because it's a maskirin avinoisa. But what's wrong with Tuesday? Bitlosa v'shabata maitayim eloi. So the Gemore answers, mishum dekayim eloi madin bizovi. Because the mazel madim is shaylit in a shah of zugis. We'll see that the mazel madim, let us see Rashi. Rashi explains it very well. The kaimalei madim bizovi, she mazel madim mishamish boy, bishah is zugis. it is Meshamis in a Shah, that Shah is Hazuk. We'll see soon what this means. Umazel Madim Mimuna ala Cherev ala Devav al Paronis. Mazel Madim is Mimune on these three in Yon. Vahazugeis Koshin, in Zugeis Akosha Shehem Rishus Lashaydim Kadama Bibsochim. Vaporonis Machonim. So Mimele, it's a Shas, a Shah of Zugeis. That means the Shah in the day is an even number. 2, 4, 6, 8. So Mimele, so each of them is a Zug. 6 is 2 times 3. 8 is 2 times 4. So Mimele, so since all these shoys are shoy zugois, and on Tuesday, the mazel madam is shoylet in a show that is a show of zugois. Now Rashi explains. Shatzam chankal, which is Rashi Tavis. We'll see Rashi will explain it soon. Seder Hashoyis Kshenitlu Hamoiris Hamazolis. Leil Revi, they were nitl the Mazolis. So Mamela, the Seder was Shatzam Chanchal. Shori Shoyne Shel Dalet Bishabes Shimeshapsoi. U Bishniye Tzedek. Ba'achrov Madin. That's the Shatzam. V'achav chama, v'achav noige, v'achav koicha, v'achav levon. Nimtzou zayin hamazolos lezayin hashoyis. So the mazolos started functioning leil revi, v'chayzrim cholila lo'ela. And they always repeat themselves. They go with the seder. Nimtzou v'seder ze lo'ela. Now, simone mazolos hamishamshim betchilas leile hashavua. Now we'll make a cheshbin what the Seder is, with which mazel does the night start with. We'll start from Moitzoi Shabbos, early Yom Alef, so the Seder is Katznash Chalam. That means Moitzoi Shabbos Shori Shoyne Shaloi Koichev. Trilis Leil Sheini Tzedek. V'chein b'Seder Hazeh, which is Deval Toas Nat Negeya. The Seder Tchilas Simone Hayomim. Now, what is the Seder of the week? What, with which mazel does each day start with? So the Seder of the week is Chalam Katznash. Shori Shoyne Shalachat Bishabes Chamo, Vishal Shani Bishabes Levona, Vishal Shlishi Bishabes Mad. Now, so on Tuesday, The Shori Shaine Madim Mishailet. No, Madim Mishailet, the Shori Shaine. So there's no problem with this, because the Shori Shaine is not a show of Zugis. Nimtza Madim Chayzer Boy Cholile, Bishor Shminis Bayay. But Madim will be again Shailet that day, on the 8th hour. But he's Zugais. The 8th hour already is an hour of Zugais. So you have an hour that the mazel of Madin, which is Moiram, which is Sholet Amperoni, is in a show of Zugais, which the Shedim HaSholet, and this is a very dangerous combination. Avo Shar Yomim Ein Madin B'Zugais Shalem Im Loi Balayla U Balayla Im Derech Lahakiz. And the Taisus HaRosh explains a little better, there's a Machlekes HaRishayim in this, but the Taisus HaRosh explains that the whole sakone is to be makiz dam in the show. In the show, let's say the sakone would be to be makiz dam shosh minis on Tuesday. Because shosh minis is a mesuk in the kisho. The emerson, the rest of the day is muta, but they were afraid if you'll be makiz dam on Tuesday, they won't be medayik, and thus they could come out that there'll be makiz dam and shosh minis. So therefore, they said Tuesday is not a day to be makizdam. So that is pshat in the Gemara. So the Gemara said, Abamar Shmuel, pulsa de dome, that the correct time to be makizdam is chad b'shabbat, arbo, Wednesday, Sunday, Wednesday, umale Shabbat, and Friday. אבל שני וחמישי לא, דומה מאמי שיש לו סלוסו ושק יזדם ושני וחמישי שבאזו שומעי לו ושמעת שובן כאחד. Monday and Thursday not, because it is a zman of iskablus adin. So memeila, that is not a day. Betlosa b'shabata my time aloy. So the Gemara asked, what is wrong with Tuesday? Shem dekaim aloy madim b'zob. Because the mazal madim is in the show that the zugis ha-shoyle. Frek the Gemara, mali shabata nami kaim b'zobi. So the Gemara asks, Erev Shabbos, we also have that the Mazel Madim is Shoylet B'Shosh Azuge Sholtim. So the Gemara answers, Kiven the Doshu Bei Rabim Shoymer Psoim Hashem. Zok Rashi, Sharei Mali Shabbata Nami Kaima Madin B'Zovi. Erev Shabbos, you also have the Mazel Madim is the Shos Shazuge Shailet. So Rashi says why? Shrei Shari Shainu Shal Yoim Noiga. The first hour of Erev Shabbos by day is Shailet for the Mazel Noiga. Lafi HaSeida, you start from the beginning of the week, Shal Chalam Katznash. So the first hour of Friday is Noiga. Tchilas Hayomim. Lafi HaSeida, Shal Chalam Katznash, Tchilas Hayomim. V'kivin shetchilosay noiga, v'seider halichosom, shatzam chankal, nimtzu maschilem larzer cholile b'shor revis. So that means you have noiga, koichov, levono, and then you start back the shor revis, shapsoi. Nimtzu madim, then you have tzam, tzedek and madim, nimtzu madim b'shor shishis. No, Shoshishis is a Shah of Zugish, 2 times 3. So Memele, it's 3 times 2. 3 times Zugish, Al Koponim. So why are we making Dam Erev Shabbat? So the Gemara says, Kimon the Doshu by Rabim, Hulgulu boy, Mipnei Doichko. The Rabim was Malgul to be making Dam on Friday. She Kroivim Lesude Shabbat. That they should be close to Suda Shabbos. V'marinim bepirken de la'el. Kovit Shabbos v'dogin g'doylo. So on the menu of Leil Shabbos is dogin. M'seches avay dezore. Amrinam sheini ledom dog. That the next day after hakoze one should eat dogin. So memele, that's very good. So since the Ashirim were able to afford a fish meal, even though it wasn't Erev Shabbos, but the Aniyim were unable to do this, and Memela Mivnei HaTzeirich and HaTchak, they were malgul themselves to make Hakoza on Friday, and Tarayin Chapin the Sude. So there's a klal, even the Doshu Bei Rabim, Shomer Psoyim Hashem. Ramayish is a kind of roche in the tshuve chelik bay simen mem tes on the shail of smoking. Von a zoivel if ne iver, so he tells to this gemore, given the doshu by rabim, is a shame of soy im Hashem. Talk upon him, there's no iser of lifne iver he finds. This is got interessant, in this inyan of shame of soy im Hashem, Reb Chaim Oizer and Ebenezer, Simen Chav Gimel, there's a different halacha that also uses the heter of Shem Epsoyim Hashem. So Reb Chaim Oizer says, the hodis amchinim al Shem Epsoyim, zeu b'chshash rocheik u'miyute d'miyute. So it seems this, so could be this Iser is also vinisht vi, this Chazal v'chayish for this, but al kaponim, this observe of the Doshu by Rabim, maybe Doshu by Rabim is different, Pesach Nish. He says that without a Doshu by Rabim, what the Gemara says on an Indian, Shem Epsoyim Hashem, he says it is not by an Emesis HaKona, there would be no such halacha. Al Koponim, so that is why the debate is done on Erev Shabbos. Omar Shmuel, let us see Taisvis, the koi madim bezovi. Frektach Taisvis, berevi, nami koi madim bezovi, besaif hayoim. Madim is bezovi, besaif hayoim. This is the 12th hour of the day is madim. People are not making it so late in the day. So therefore they weren't chayish. That's why it's a day that's permissible to make hakosa. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Omar Shmuel, Dalit, Wednesday. Tohu Dalit, which is Dalit B'chaydish. Or Dalit, Wednesday, Tohu Arbeisa, that is 14 days in the month. Or the Dalit, Tohu Esrim Vabo, or Wednesday, that's the 24th day of the month. Or Dalit, or Wednesday, the Leka Arba Basrei, there are not 4 days left over towards the end of the month. So all these cases, sakante, it is a sakone to make hakosa. Rashi, arba duhu dalet. Dalet b'shabes, shuhu dalet l'chaydish, oya besa l'chaydish, oichav dalet l'chaydish, kulayim kosher l'hakosa. All these manim are kosher l'hakosa. Dalet deleket dalet basay, she'ein dalet yomim atzoif hachaydish. Ve'iket da'amri deleket dalet b'shabes basrei b'isa chaydish. Others want to say it is not another Wednesday in the chaydish. That's at the leket dalet basrei. This is the last Wednesday in the month. Ve'ine came. This is napshat in the Gemara. Let us see Taisus. Taisus says why Rashi said ve'ine came. The leket alba basrei she'en dalet yomim atzoif hachaydish kepesh bekontras. The leket l'meim revi b'shabes. That is no other Wednesday in the month. The Dalet du Esrim Ba'al behind the Leker Revi'i Basrei. You have this already before also. So upon him, there's no such klal that the Leker Revi'i Basrei. Or maybe that is this klal. Dalet Shuhu Chav Dalet. So Memele. So therefore, Eistis, so Pshat is, there's not 4 days more in the month. Zukte Gemara weiter. Reish Chaydish v'shein Eloi. If a person will be making his dam on Reish Chaydish, or the second day of the Chaydish, Chulsha. Shlish Eloi, the third day of the month, Sakon. Mali Yoy Metove, if a person makes Sakoze, Erev Yontev, Chulsha. Mali yoimedat sarte, if a person will make hakoza erev shvuis, sakata. This is a sakon. The gozru rabbonon akuli mali yoimetove, mishum yoimetove dat seres. In chazal asa to make hakoza every erev yontev, akzere mishum erev yontev shal shvuis. What happened erev yontev shvuis? The nofik beizike ushmei tavuach, it's a type of a shed. So it seems, because of this occurrence that occurred the first Erev Shavuos, it seems it is a sakone, each Erev Shavuos to be make his dam. Agav uche, this din is brought down lahaloche, that one should not be make his dam Erev Yontif, because of Erev Shavuos. The Mishnah Berurah brings down from the Leo Rabbe, what is if a person has to make an emergency operation Erev Shavuos? So what is the right thing to do? Medically, he needs an operation. And Leidach Gisa, this is not the preferable day to make an operation. So the Leo Rabbe is Mata. Here is Mata, if Mitzadat Mitzah Sakone, he uses that to Rav Shem Psoim Hashem in such a case. But like this, this brought down Nishmas Avram brings down that kol tipul sheyesh boi heitzoas dam afilu libdikis en lasis erev yontif. That means that if a person has to test the blood, it should not be done any erev yontif, navadi givis erev shvuis. An operation is only permissible if it's a sakone. If it's not a sakone, one should be matched operation. Agavuche, the Gemara brings this down, and it seems the Machaba and the Rambam do not bring this down. The Prichodesh, we don't have to be Chayishish for this. Al Shayim Epsoyim Hashem. So, wants to make a chilek between a Sfardi and an Ashkenazi. A Sfardi, they don't have the Gemara. the meaning of the Ramo, some of Mela, they could be more Mekel. Ashkenazim, we have the Ramo. Zut the Gemara Baita. Omar Shmuel, Ochal Chita, Vehikiz Dam. The person ate even a minute amount, he ate a Chita, Vehikiz Dam. So the success of the Hakoze will not be in the sky. Lehikiz Ela Loisa Chita. The dam that he was mitzi is only because of the kaved ha'achila, but it is not merapev. Ani mili lerefua. That is only if he wants to be make his dam lerefua. So then he should not do it right after eating. Avola kuli meiko. But if he wants samozay to be meiko the ribui dam not lerefua, so then he could be make his dam after achila. Ha make his dam shtiye la'alta. Achila ad chatzimil. Now what does this mean? Iboyilu. What does this mean? Shtiye la'alta mali. Aistoy is after causes dam one should drink right away. Avol bosa hochi. So what happens afterwards? It's not la'alta. Koshi, eidulme, loy koshi, v'loy mali. Tatsicha la'alta is mali. Afterwards could be it's loy koshi, v'loy mali. Take. Iboilu, achila ad chatzimil, hu dikomali, obosa rochi mekame ochi koshi, eiduma loy koshi veloy mali. It's very interesting how the Gemara darshan ad chatzimil, the Gemara darshan that kaidim the shir of chatzimil, it is not mali either. The mekame yochi and then the mekame yochi and bosa yochi is the Gemara is a sofik. Vayis is ad chatzimil means only in this zman. Take the kids of the Gemara does not know. Zok Rashi. Hachi goes Rabbeinu Chananu. V'sheni loichulsha shlishi loisakanta. The third day in the month. Ochal chite vehikiz dam loihikiz elu lachite. Shoichal makpid es odom. But it doesn't help for the refuah. Meya reishe bezuze. Meya sfomi v'loy klum. We'll soon see in Rashi what this means, but just let's go a little further. Omar Rav Yosef, ki evinen bei Ravune, yoyme de mefagri bei Rabbonon, when it wasn't the Beis Medrash of Ravune, a day, the mefagri bei Rabbonon, that, so Rav is Rashi in Tais, Rashi learns that the Tatamid HaChachamim were misatzlim, they didn't come to the Beis Medrash. Vice is like this is Gwen Azelchetek Bizman Chazal. Omri, so they said, Ha'idne yoyme desfonihu. Haint is a yoyme desfoni. V'lo yadane my comrade. I didn't understand. But now we'll be able to figure out, May esfoni, v'lo yklum. Now we'll understand a little bit what they meant. So Omri Zan Rashi. Zot Rashi Azay. Meyo reishi bezuze. Kloima. Im yiyu bezoil mi'oit, if they're selling heads of behemoths, so heads of behemoths is not preferable to purchase, but if they're very cheap, can they, so the price is 100 roshe behemoth for one zuz, can they roshe behemoth, then it's kedai to buy. Vim lav al tikach, but if it's more expensive than that, you shouldn't purchase it. She'enon briyim lech, it's not briyim. So it's very unclear. What should I say, and if it's 100 heads for a zuz, if it's einam briyim. Now I think it could be einam briyim does not mean that it's a sickening. If it'll be selling poison very cheap, there's no Indian of purchasing it. Now einam briyim lechol means as follows. If you're spending money, you should buy healthy food. This doesn't, maybe it fills up the stomach, but al kaponim it's not healthy. Not that it makes kalya, but if you pay money, purchase something that will give you health. That's nutritious. So pshat is like this. So, but if you can get a bargain, so good. So you're getting it. So even though it's not nutritious, but kaponim, it's mamali akeres. But if you're not getting a bargain, so you should buy something that's for the same amount of money, you should buy something that's mavrim. Meyakari deluim is also, it seems, it is not too healthy. No, al kaponim is, if there's a bargain, you can buy. Meyas for me, kumoy al sofom. Svosayim shel behemah. They're selling the lips of the behemah. So v'loy klum. It's not worth anything. It's not even kedai. If there's a bargain, you shouldn't purchase it. So memela, now we know sfomi means it's worthless. Yoime de mefagri beirabono. Show you a talmidim misatzli milove bebeis hamedrash. A day that there was an empty beis medrash. Kori le yoime de sfomi. Kloime hayoim ze ovadloi. This day is killed. Ve'ein boi toyelis. So that pshat, that's the lashon, because Svomi is also, there's no te'elis whatsoever. That's Rashi's pshat. Let us see Tosfos. Meyo reisha bezuzi, meyo kari bezuzi. Leperish akuntaris, teime ma shayich hoche. So how does this come into the sugya? Those farashayiches otis. Lebeine chananol goris, meyo karni bezuzi. Umeforish, not meyakari, which is the loim, or meyakarni. Umeforish, he says a very interesting shot. Meyareishi. What is meyareishi? Meyareishi b'nei Adam. 100 heads. Shahayomini kotzuv lesapo legaleich bezuze. That was the price. The price was that, he could figure out with a calculator how much one head cost for a haircut, but that was the standard price. 100 heads, the barber got a zuz for 100 heads. Each haircut was 1/100th of a zuz. V'chein minig kuf karni. Lahakis bezuzah. The minig was also, a person was makis dam, so also, each akoze, you paid 1/100th of a zuz. K'may karni dumne. Avo, meyes for me, about to be misakin, to trim 100 mustaches, lesakin asofe bevelaiklum. This was a bonus. These people, this was not a very big business. While kaponim, in order to draw customers, so there was a sign on the window, whoever is make his dumb can get a free trim on his mustache. Other rishonim say it was a trim on the beard also. Or either you were a customer for a haircut, you're a customer for a hakoze. The barbers used to be making them also. Well, kapon the maesters. So that the you always you got a ticket that if you made a hakoze, you were entitled to a free mustache trim. The mail of the mischal gilua the hakoze or you misaken asofer that they used to do for free. Ubiyoim shahoya misakin svame. So that day that was miyuchid for trims. Loihoya naitol klum. So that day he came home after a whole day, he came home with empty hands. Vashteitzer, that it's a hot epis from those that, maybe we'll get more customers. Abo lemaise, lefira ois einav, he didn't, zetach nishkain simen broch. Balkain, hoya lemoshul, kol mi shahoya yageya, vlo yola biyodei shoy, hoya kairan isa yayme de svami. This is a day, you're working the whole day and you don't see any payers. Mefagri rabono. So, Rabbeinu Chananda learned pshat, toshash koicha. Not they were misatzlim the way Rashi says, no, they were weak. Vohoya mischalshin, vlo yochlo lemigres, kidrsi vayirdai vdovit, Hu va'arba meyis ish, va'yamdu masayim ish, asher pigru me'avir as nachal hapsoil. There were 200 that were too weak, they couldn't go over. So according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, is grad zeh find the moshel. Pshat is, the head wasn't working. They were too weak. Lo yochlu lemigris. Lo yochlu, the hayu mischarshim, lo yochlu lemigris. As from other Rishonim, it seems that let's see, the Bein Chananel says, Toshesh koichem, v'hoyu mischalshim, yegeyim, v'yeifim, lo yochlu lemigris. They were unable to learn. They were unable lemigris. So chaisnish klo, maybe they didn't learn at all, take. So that was a day, le'ola b'yodei schorei. Or maybe they didn't learn, so that was a day that the Yemed is for me. It was a day that they were unable to learn. It wasn't their fault. If we will assume that they did learn, but they weren't successful, so it could be that the Yagati and Motsosi, they weren't zeichet to see. The schar of onu amelim and mekablim schar could be they were zeichet, but to see the hatzlocha that they weren't able to see, so it could be that is the dimyan to the babas. The babas also that they didn't see any hatzlocha, but lamaise this was an incentive to get more customers. So memele, so it could be that is the dimyan to sfomi. Pesach nisht if the bechali didn't learn or they weren't matzlichen to learn. The Mishnah says further, v'koishrin hatabo. We hear a machloikis. He says, the Mishnah says in Shabbos, the Mishnah said before, v'koishrin is hatabo, Rabbi Yishema afchoitrin. That one is permitted to cut it also. Tana rabon, koishrin hatabo, Rabbi Yishema afchoitrin. One is permitted to cut the tabo. V'toinin hashilye. And this also one is permitted to do in Shabbos. This was a school of some sort. Kedei sheyechem avlat. That when they were taiming the shilye, so that somehow brought a chamimis into the vlat hanoilu. Omar Rab Shimon ben Gamliel. B'nois melochim taimnois b'safolim shel shemen. In Shabbos they were taiming it b'safolim shel shemen. B'nois ashirim b'sfugim shel tzema. They were taiming the shilye in wool. And this was in Shabbos, but in the middle of the week. You're giving a very psamashkin to the oretz. About like when the shul yerein and the. And the law after Heilach is about Kaponim, the Heilach is Shein Dolden. But in Shabbos Epis they did this type of Hatmonim. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Baravu, Omar Halacha Ke Rabbi Yosi. That what we pass on like Rabbi Yosi, that not only is one permitted to be Kosher the Tabor in Shabbos, one is permitted to be Chaytach. And the union of chaytach is because if the tabo will be long, it may get fachepet in something, and they'll pull it, and there'll be mighty the bnei ma'ayin of the tinnik. V'amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Bavu Amar Rav. Moidim chachomim le'Rav Yosi b'tabo shel shnei tinoike shechaytach. The tabo of two tinoike, so it seems by twins that their tabo somehow is attached one to the other. So then you permit it to be chaytach. My time with the menatri adodim, because each one is going to move, so one will schlep from the other. So here tzicha asakone. Stamazay a long table, so Rabbi Yosi, so who says he'll get fachepet in something? But by two twins, it's tzicha amokim to be lochush, that it might get, that one will pull from one, may get pull from the other way, and it's asakone, so here you zicha chaytech the table. Ba'omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabba Baravua, Omar Rab. Kol ha'omur b'pashas teichoche. Whatever is mentioned in the teichoche of Yecheskel, that Rabbi Shalom is misvacheyach mit klal Yisrael, he reconciles all the teivis that he did for us, so all these pe'ulais oisen l'chaya b'shabbos. One is permitted to do for yoldis and Shabbos. Shenema, what are all the pulits? Ulmol deisayach b'yayim hu ledes Oisach. When you're Melidim, in the day that you were born, Loicholas Shorech, the tabu was not cut. over mayim loydel chatzit, and you were, there was no lechitza after you were born. Lemishi, to get smooth. Vahamleyach loyhum lachat, and you weren't salted. There was a process of salting the skin of a tinik ben yoimoy in order to be mechazik and mekasha the skin. Vahochtel loichu tolt. You were not angevickled. That means there was also a process to strap in the tinik anoilet in order that the borum should not get out of place or should become a sudodik. So kaponim, all these things were not done for you. So therefore it is a sakana to remain kosher one to the other, so then you cut it. Mishum de menatri madodi, ze eilech, ve ze eilech, each one schleps in a different direction, ve nimtzu misukonim. Ve parshas teichoche, sheichiech yecheskel Yisrael, es hazdei akadish boruch hu sheimoy. Teichoche loshin lechuvin ivochecho, disfakeich leidiyem mihu shesorach al shekenegdoi. Lemishi lotoyach ulahachlik besori. To smoothen out the bosa, there was no rechitzi. Shemoilchin u besori miskashe. The lafafin, the laf hainu asubi yunukya damrinu lal vaperikol akeilim, the shminu lal nachmen da osa, el lafufi ba'al mekmaishesim bachadeiris upsikiyis. This is just you vickle around the child. There, asubi yunukya means you take bi yodayim yu mesada de ivorim, which are nisparik because of the later. So this is take osa. This is the nirikim mesakin. But the lefufi is muta. Zot Rashi, kala omo b'parshas teichoche, lav mikra mapik. That a lima from the pasuk, kala mistomek, even shebo b'parshas teichoche, that it says all the toivis that they were missing, kein tzahu imen oisim, b'kiluch hachomim lasos. B'kulon ein b'em yisura d'yereis. Adren Allah Mefan. Zok de Mishnah. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, im loyhevi keili me Erev Shabbos, if the Mila Messer was not brought Erev Shabbos, me vioi vishabbos megula. So you bring the Mila Messer, the Ismail in Shabbos, megula. That means when you carry it, everyone should see how you are carrying it. Rabbi Lezer holds that Machshirei Mila is Deiche Shabbos. So you have to bring the Ismail to the Mokim Amila. So one should carry it Megula, that people should see that he's carrying an Ismail. Ube Sakone, and as man Sakone, when the Goyim, or Goyzer Gzeirish Mad, that they were not allowed to make Mila, Mechaseyu, so then the Mila Mesa is covered. But Al Pi Edim, but he has to walk with Edim, that Edim have to be made, that what he's carrying on Shabbos, he's not carrying Stamos, he's carrying Tzerech Mila. But Edom HaRabalosa, Kersim Eitzim Lasais Pchomim Lasais Barza. That Machshirei Mila, if there's no Ismail, so one is permitted to go a few steps earlier. One is permitted to be Kersim Eitzim, to make coals, and from that they'll make Barza. This is all Sforis Rabbi Lezer that holds Machshirei Mila is Deiche Shabbos. Klal Omar Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva is Cholik, Kol Melocha, She'ef Shalasa Yisomei Erev Shabbos, is be'etzem, it's efshel asayis me'erev Shabbos, ein edoiches ha-Shabbos. Mila shi efshel asayis me'erev Shabbos, because the mitzvahs b'yei mashmini, that is doiches ha-Shabbos. Zot Rashi, Rabbi Lazar oimer, em loy heivik li, izmol lomoy lasatinik. V'koyam asnisen de pirkin de leil, de solik minay. V'chol tzolchei mila oisen b'Shabbos, so Rabbi Lazar is saying, tzolchei mila includes the machshirin, migule b'fnei hakel, and the izmul you carry b'rshus ha-rabim b'fnei hakel, b'gmorim b'forish, amai matzrich lei legiluye. Why does he have to be megale? U'b'sakone, shegozru al moyim al ha-mila, mechaseyu al pi edim. Sheyaidu sheizmo shel mitzvah, maybe, since it is not nikah now that he is carrying an izmo, so there are edim that walk with him that say that he's carrying an izmo shel mitzvah. V'lo yachshedu, they shouldn't be choishetim. See klar in the Gemara. Klal omer Rabbi Kiva, nechlek al Rabbi Lezeb machshirei mitzvah she'ein doichen, oil ve'efshel asoison me'erev Shabbos. V'shi efshel asois me'erev Shabbos, k'goin mila atzma. Mila is doiche Shabbos, k'o si efshel asos. She efshel ala yoseis, dizmano b'yoy mashmini. So that is doiche Shabbos. But the havoas ha'izmo, asiyas ha'izmo, since this is efshel, La soy soy be'erev Shabbos, so this is not Teiche Shabbos. Let us see Teisvus. Rabbi Lezer Oimer, im loy hevi kli, meviyoi b'Shabbos megula. Vim Teimer, frek Teisvus, v'yoviyu hatinek eitzel kli. Why do you carry the izmul yoiver an heitzel di reise? Let's bring the tinik. That's right. The Moyer's house is on one side of the town, and the tinik is on the other side of the town. Viaviu atinik eitzel keili. The hashda leke isel Shabbos klal. There's no isel Shabbos. Tachai noise yesatzmoi. So why do you do an isel diarais of eitzel? If you could avoid it, if you could avoid chilu Shabbos. So let's try to avoid it. V'yeshloimer dekoten tzorich le'imahu. So he says you won't avoid the chilul Shabbos. Dekoten tzorich le'imahu. V'acher ha'milah. What's going to be after the milah? You're going to bring the cotton to the moil. V'acher ha'milah. Oye tzorich lachziri le'imah. You'll have to bring it back to the mother. V'oz avi kofes lofishu hu chayla, k'dem ridin b'yume, afilu teime rabnosen chayla shani, afilu rabnosen otz chay noise es atzmoi, that is davke a chay that is able, that is not a chayla, a kofes, someone that's tied or someone that's a chayla, I don't say chay noise es atzmoi. So memela, so what did you accomplish? That you carry the tindik, but you're going to end up carrying side by side. Carrying back, you're going to end up carrying side by side. So memela, you might as well bring the, you'll side by side have to carry, so carry the mila mesa. The Ritva asks on Teisvus Teret, he says he doesn't understand. Now you could bring the tinnik. Now you're not even is so there, right? After the mila, if you can find a menekes, good. If you can't find a menekes, so then we'll have a heter of pikuach nefoshes. So fakir, this seder is better eight times. He says the mitzvah's mila itself is not mechayev chilul Shabbos. You can bring the tinnik. Zichi has to be nimble. You have a problem, hey, we came to Sakin to the Tinnik, so bring the Tinnik to the Sakin. And later, he says, you'll make the meal. If later there's a problem, then you'll have a heter of pikuach nefoshes, the kind of thing. But each thing you have a heter, to take the knife, you don't have a heter. That is his kasha on Teisvus. The Ritva Lamaisa says a different teretz. The Ritva says that, Bemison, he brings from the Ra'o, that the Ra'o asks, we just learned yesterday, Perik Mefanin, that by Pikuach Nefoshes, if it's possible to be Mishana, you're Mishana. A Yodis needs Shemen, so Gansa Sugi, you bring it with a Shinoi to be Mishana, in order you can avoid doing a Malacha Deraisa. And here we see, why didn't Rabbi Lezer say to bring it with a Shinoi? Rabbi Lezer held Chmein Taisis interesting. The other Rishonim asked this kasha. Taisis has to bring the Tinek, Taisis has the problem with the Tinek. It's a better Eitzer. Bring it with a Shinoi. Fartik, put it in your hair, like the Gemara Psochem said, they had a problem with the Sakin on the Erev Pesach. They stuck it into the Behemah about upon him. Here, you can bring it with a Shinoi, so you'll have over here, there won't be an Issa of the Eitzer. So the Ra'o says the Teretz that Mila was Hutra. He brings down two Terutzim. The Mila is Hutra and Pikuach Nefesh is Tchuya. So Mamela, if Pikuach Nefesh is Tchuya, Tchuya means Hitiru Bekushi. I mean, it's Pikuach Nefesh, so they were Mata Bekushi. They were Mata Bekushi, so if you could avoid Chilu Shabbos, you avoid it. After, if you can bring it Bishinai, can bring it. Masha Enka in Mila Sutra, so therefore you can bring it bad. So that's a Psa Teretz on Tois Viskashe. Or he brings another Teretz on Tois Viskashe, that a Tinik, even the Yom HaShmini, is also like a Choyla Mishum Piru Kevora. About Tois Viskashe, Tois Viskashe Lan Toch Nisht Azoi. Tois Viskashe hold the Tzio Akashe, and Tois Aye, let's bring the mother there. V'gam imoy she'im esukenes leisucha lovei eitzel atinik. It's also very unclear. Why is the mother mesukenes? We learned yesterday from the Nador, the eighth day already is zinishkai mesukenes. The Svasemes asked, if that's the only eitzel, that Taisa says you can't avoid chilul Shabbos, so Mamela, you might as well eat it one way or the other. So Svasema says, if that's the problem, so make the Mila right before night. Kol ha-yoyim kosher le-mila. Nazrisa magdimu le-mitzvah is fine. But here there's a shaylas, if you could, Taisus Vaisteis holds, if you could avoid Chilu Shabbos, so we'll avoid Chilu Shabbos. So make the Mila right before night. And then, after the Mila, he needs the mother. It's tzorech le-imoy. The mother needs it. So it's made tzorech Shabbos already. So it's no problem. That's Svasema's kasha and Taisus. Now Taisa says another Teretz. Kiven the Yoiser Bekal Yovi Akli Mishe Yovi Atinik Shari Rabbeleza. Since it's more practical and easier to bring the Ismol than to bring the Tinik, Shari Rabbeleza Kedei Lemayer HaMitzvah. So Taisa says that Fakert, that either Taisa holds this a din of Hutra, or the Rajba says, Episantrasanta Svore, the Rajba says, since Legabi, because there's a klal of Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish says, when do you say, Esed Eicheloisas, if it's Yefshel Lekayim Shneim? If it's Yefshel Lekayim Shneim, you don't say Esed Eicheloisas. So the Shaila is, the shaila is on the machshir emile, even though it's doicha Shabbos, but it's efshel lekayim shneim. You can do it by bringing the tinnik. You don't have to be. You don't have to come out to tchiyah. So the Rashba says here a yisod. The whole yisod of efshel lekayim shneim, you're not doicha. That means if you can get away and be mekayim the mitzvah without tchiyah, so you have no right to be doicha. But he says, Mila alone, the Mila, you have to, Zicha Deicha Shabbos. Ve'hilkach, af hi u'machshireho ke Mila arichte damye. He says, so the Rashba says two chidushim. Chidush number one, the Rashba says that the machshirei Mila becomes like a chelik of the Mila alone. That's the hascholos ha-Mila. And chidush number two, the Rashba says, that since a chelik of the mitzvah is doiche, that means some male, so the whole mitzvah already is doiche. The whole hiddur of trying to avoid tchi is if you'll avoid tchi legamri. But if you can't get away with tchi, and part of the mitzvah zicha, you'll have to be doiche Shabbos. So the machshirim, which are equivalent to ascholas ha-mitzvah, is also Doiche Shabbos. You don't have to be Mahada. So it's preferable. It is preferable to carry the Izmul, given the Vyasa Kal Yovi Akeli Misha Yovi Atinik. He'll get there quicker, Yovi Akeli Yovi Atinik. Shari Rabalaza Kedela Mayra Mitzvah Kedemuchach Begmor. The Omar Pam Acha Shokru Vlehaviyu Izmul Me Erev Shabbos. Vehaviyu Bishabbos Shaloi Bertzoyna. And they brought it Bishabbos Shaloi Bertzoyn Rabalaza. So what's that Shaloi Bertzoyna? Shehaviyu Derech Chatzeirois Vigageis Vikalfifois. They went in a roundabout way. And they avoided carrying it in the Rishus Arab. So Rabbi Lezer had akpode. That fakel, you could have brought it through the Rishus Arabim, and you would have been memayer the mila. And there's an inyan of mila of zrize magdimim la mitzvahs. Alma de shori Rabbi Lezer derech Rishus Arabim, da avi de reise kede la mayer ha mitzvah ava bishiyoch alasa binyan de lek al yisur de rabot. So you see, klar, even though you could get away with an Issa Darabonon, but if it will be done with more Zrizis, it will be accomplished, you'll be able to accomplish it earlier with an Issa Daraisa, so Memele Fakert, so one is not Mahader to do an Issa Darabon. Fakert, in order to be Memeir de Mila. The Chassam Sofer asks a pertinent kasha, and he says a very geshmaka teretz. He asks the kasha as follows. Well, Taisus tells us a chiddush that in order to be memayer de milas, Riza Magdim la mitzvah is also something, so in order to be memayer, it's preferable to make the bris 7 o'clock than 7:15, whatever this man is. So if I can't, so you doich it to make the mitzvah smila kitikunai. Fregt doch Sam Seifer, he has a better answer. So who tells you to start schlepping the yingle in the morning, that it should be there 7, if you go to the Rishus Arab, you'll make it 7 o'clock. Go at night, and bring the yingle there, derech hatzeretz, derech kafifeitz, or schlep the tinnik, and you'll be able to be there the same time. You have to wake up in the morning in order to is reason magdimim la mitzvah. So you stay up a whole night the night before the mila. The shalom zoch. So memela. So go a little early and you'll make the same thing. Zuktach sam sefer amoyer di kevod. Zuktach sam sefer. He says the fashteis tachnish. These two eitzes, Taisias Takasha, let's bring the tinnik, or else let's bring Derech Hatzeres veKafifa. So these are also midarabona. It's also midarabona. You don't have to carry a tinnik. It's only Nisa Darabona. So he says, at night is Lavzman Mila, you're not allowed to do a Nisa Darabona. How are you allowed to do a Nisa Darabona at night? So the whole heter is out Mitzvah Mila. Mitzvah Mila is by Yoim. So you have to start doing it by day. So if you're going to start carrying it through the Rishus Arabim, or you'll carry the Ismail alone, you'll be able to make the bris 7:15. If you're going to go and carry the tinnik, or you're going to go or you're going to go derech hatzeres v'kafifis, you can make it 7:30. So memela fakel, so it's kidai, also zrize magdimin, to make it 7:15. Zoktech sam seifer, but what is, if he has an eitze to go to a chotzer hamu'uriv? It'll take him a half an hour, this chotzer hamu'uriv, it's a roundabout way, he won't be over a full on Yisrael the Rabbana. He could do it bo'ifen a heter legamri. He says then a full according to Rabbi Lezer, chas v'sholem. He shouldn't do it, he shouldn't go to Shus Arabim and he'll get to 7:15. Let him wake up a little earlier. That means if there's an oifen that he can do it, it's a shemuta legamri, then he has to wake up early and do it. Taisus is also moide. If, that's what Adam Sam Sefer says. If he could avoid doing an issa, so he's not accomplishing anything. stamos ay to be mechalo Shabbos without an accomplishment, if the mitzvah's mila will be niskayim behido, so then it's kedai to be doiche. But if the mitzvah can be niskayim with the same hido, without the deraisa de kechilo Shabbos, avadi givis, he should not be mechalo Shabbos. Zok the Gemara, iboy ilohu, time with the Rabbi Lezer. That what Rabbi Lezer says, im loyhevi keilim me erev Shabbos vi b'Shabbos megula. So he walks in the streets, he's holding a sakin, and everyone sees him holding a sakin. What's the inyan of megula? Mishum chivuve mitzvah, to show that he's mechav of the mitzvah. Halchov of mitzvah's mila is, it's doiche Shabbos, so ish, it's something to be proud of. So he should show it. Maybe the time is al tzviyisim nekiya. He shouldn't, people be choshet him. If it's not megula, they see him carrying something. So le be choshet is a machalo Shabbat, so memele, therefore he carries it megula. People see it. It's a mila mesa. Lemay nafkemino, it has to be megula of dos alvostos. La suye mechusa al pi eidim. If it's not a shas hashmad, if he's permitted to bring it mechus al pied, he amrit mishum chivuvei mitzvah migulain mechus aloi. If there's besides the inyan of chshad, there's also an inyan of chivuvei mitzvah, so he's not permitted to bring it mechus. Yes, the faker show that he's the chvivis of the mitzvah. Eli amrit mishum chshade. But if the whole inyan is al chshad, that people shouldn't be choishin them afil mechus a shapir domi. Filo mechus is also shapir domi. If it will be mechaseyu al pi edim, so the edim will know that he's carrying a mila mesa. My, what is that? So what is that kipshat? It ma amar Rab Levi le amar Rab Lazar ella lechvuvei mitzvah. The whole, so Rab Levi said klo that the whole inyan it should be megula is al tzchivuv mitzvah. Tanya nami ochi, we learned in the Baraisa, meviyoi megule. Then it says, ve'ein meviyoi mechusa. So the chayot repetitious, that means to say that a filu mechusa with Adam, he's also not allowed to bring it. Dile rabba lozo, oma rabashi mas nisan da mideike, tiktoni ubishas asakoni mechasei opi Adam. He said, the Mishnah by Istois, that the only heter, to be mechase is only b'shasa sakon, b'sakon ein shaloi b'sakon aloi. Shema mino that there's a besundere, it's, there's a besundere inyan of chivuv mitzvah. Taime d'rabo lo zedom ha-migulayin b'chus aloi b'shem chivuv mitzvah, lo heidiya shechvive mitzvah olov. Shemechalo Shabbos aloel. He says he should be mefarsam this. Achov of the mitzvahs, he's mechalo Shabbos on this mitzvah. That's the chvivis of the mitzvah. Mishum pshode, shalai yachshedu, shul noisei shal chafeitzov. The seifer, the mas nisen dikton yu besakon mechasei yu al piyedim, vade mishum pshode. Al reishe mi boilon, davke migulekom, amochus al piyedim, shalai bishasakon, loy, he's not allowed to, mishum chiv of mitzvah. I love davke megula. The time of mechshum shode. Uad in lemechusa al piyede. The whole time is, he has another eitze. Rab Moshe, zecheinu levroche, in Igres Moshe, chayle gimel, yiridei, yisimin nun ches, he brings down akashe, and that's sich mir, The same kash, the same teretz state in Chassam Sofer. That Rabbi Reuven asked the makashe, Rabbi Reuven Feinstein, he asked the makashe, why we don't find in any other case that Edom should help by chshat. I mean, he has to weigh them with him. That means if he'll be questioned, God, the Chodesh Ovev asked, what's Tamazoy Pshat in this Pshat? People seem carrying some on of Sheikh. If the Chodesh is in, they go up to him. Shabbos, no. But they're looking, so show them. It's a ismo. And if they don't go over to him, so what did they them for? So what's Pshat in the Eidim? A person who sees him, if it's a Dachkei. So he says, there'll be somebody in Shabbos that they're not willing to read, but Zuntik in Mikveh that they should read in Fahan Oilam, then, Yen is a machal Shabbos. So someday he won't have a face anymore. So he has to have Edim that will be able to be made that that he was carrying an Ismol Shabbos. Al Koponim, so you see Epison Eitze, that they shouldn't be Choshetim, there's a Takon of Edim. So fact Rav Moshe, so why by other Inyon Nechshav there's no Takon? For example, By Ner Chanukah, if he has two psochim, you madlik the Ner and both psochim. Person will pass by over here, so maybe there's no Ner, think, Yenodish madlik. I walk the other direction, he sees this, it's shame faulty. So Mele, so that means they were chayish for chshad, a filu, does. So if Edom are sufficient, if Edom are sufficient, that means, the Edom didn't go with a loudspeaker, he's carrying an Ismol. Shasa Sakana Zicha didn't go with a loudspeaker. But there's, I'll call upon him, if you'll be Choshitim, there's someone that can back him up. You'll be Choshitim, and he won't find out about it. If I follow him, I'll call upon him, as long as he has a way to prove himself that from the Chshad, that's sufficient already. So he says, so why by Ner Chanukah is also sufficient? I mean, ask all the people who went on the other street, they saw the Ner Chanukah burning. You didn't go there, so what's this? There was a Bichkis in there. So Ramesha wants to say that here it's speaking about She'edim yelchu imoy kol ha'eis ad mokim amila. Chad is not stamazah, I'm doing something that you could be choshed me, but I have a maramokim. If you'll ask me, I can bring Edom. That is not sufficient. That means here, the whole man of the chshad is he's walking with Edom. So memela, so it comes out that the etzim this pool is not a pool that brings a chshad. If he's doing by nechanike, he's doing a pool. Here he has a door. Without a Ner Chanukah. So people are choshed him. You have an oifen how to satisfy the chshad of the last, and that's not sufficient. Now the choshed. V'yisim nekiyim. Here pshat is, so I'm doing the pu'ula that brings a chshad, I have with me Edim, or an Eidechad, we'll see later in the Gemara, that could be made that I'm not doing anything wrong. So Davkin, in such a case, that means, B'shas t'chshad, I have a biru that is nothing what to be choshed. That therefore here they were matter. Ashenkin over there, and by that Pesach, you don't have any biru. That Pesach, that is matter l'chshad. Now, it's very unclear, v'os t'tzich do, b'shas asakone mechaseyu. The Chaydish Ha'oviv learns pshat, that he learned pshat mechaseyu, that it's he covers it. That means he's carrying it in his hand, but like this, he used to go like this. So like this, he covered it, a face with a, he put it in a satchel and a door, so he covered it with a towel, a face, and he's carrying it, but he's carrying it like this. Mechaseyu. So yes, Akasha, why doesn't he put it up so under his begodim? So he wants to say one parrot, maybe al tchibuv mitzvah. He's not allowed to do that. But it's meiridik modna. We're speaking about this as hakonis nefoshes to make a mila, and there's goyim around, and he's gonna go, and mifl yidin zene mechal shabbos bezman chazal, and he's walking in the reshus harab, and if they knew about mila, they knew about shabbos also. So mainly, he's walking in the middle of the reshus harab, and he's not afraid of the policeman. It's very modern. I mean, it's very interesting. But that's how the Chodesh Ovim, he has to go out Chibov Mitzvah. What is he carrying in the towel? He's going to the mikvah. What is he carrying with the towel over him? B'chayshetim go. That's how he goes. And the goy chapt gormisht. Maybe, it's very interesting. B'chayres v'otach given, mamish tahayde, that shouldn't be seen at all. You could avoid everything. Somehow it seems they couldn't do that. It was noticeable. For some reason, even though it was noticeable, the goyim didn't chap. But a yid would be matzal shat on him, so mamela, therefore he needed aid. Zog the Gemara weiter. Ubishasa sakone mechaseyu, Tanya idoch mevi megula ve mevi mechuse di verabalosa. Yudoim em shema blosa noy gemay bishas sakone shoy mechus apiyed. Ibonilu, edim de kama. Now these edim, how many edim do you need to be made? Ihu vechat, is it he and someone else? Edil me hu vetrei, besides himself, you need two people, two edim. Toshima ubisakone mechaseyu al pi edim. Yamrit bishloime hu vetrei, that there's he comes together with two more edim, shapir. Ali yamrit hu vechad my edim, shiluyim lohoid bimoke mache. So the Rishash learns pshat shiluyim lohoid bimoke mache, and see the Gram Horowitz also seems to learn like this. That even though we'll see that there's only one Eidim Yisayit, he's a Baldova, but Lemaise, it has to be Eidim Shalim Lloyd B'mokemacha, that this person should not be his Korev. That means it should be really two kosher Eidim. Now, Grad and this Ados Eidis, he's possible Lloyd Alatzmoy, but Yisod, it is two kosher Eidim. Shiruim Lloyd B'mokemacha. That's the day one that Teish Shadu Dachsim also seems to learn like this. Rashi is very unclear. The Chedish Ovis says Rashi does not learn like this. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, I amrit vishloime hu vetrei shapir heine de mikri edem alo hu vechad mi mikri edem iu legabi nafshe mi mikri edem is a baldova. ומשני שראויים לאויד במוקמח. לאוי למוח אידס לא ישייך. You don't need אידס over here. ולאפוקי מחשוד בעלמו. The whole purpose is they should be חושד. ואין כאן לא ידיני מומנס ולא ידיני נפושש. שיהיו שניים. So ממילא one aid is sufficient. ומאי קורא לו אידים. So why does the Mishnah say מחס לפי אידים? Ike gili milse al yedei asheni. Yeva gili milse through the second one, that what he says is true. Ushnayim kori edim be'edis achiti. Two people are called, that means it's not al pi edim, al pi shnayim. He says, and the other one says he's telling the truth. Ushnayim kori edim be'edis achiti she'enoi negeyabo. Two people are called edim. The klo what Rashi means to say is basic nicht, but the Chodesh Ovim says from Rashi it would seem that these two don't have to be kosher Eidim. It could be Krivim also. But since two people are called Eidim someplace else, that's why it says Al Pishnaim. He really wants to say Al Pishnaim, so he calls it Al Pi Eidim.